This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. It's Jeff Baher, and he is the director of product marketing at a very cool company, Bolster.ai. It's Bolster.ai. Did I get that right?
You got it. Yes. Thank you, Gary.
Are you bolstering my ability to catch the bad sites and phishing sites and scams and fraud sites that are trying to steal my identity and steal my customers?
That is exactly what we're doing. Yeah. Bolstering your brand, bolstering your online presence, bolstering your security posture. Yes. All of that.
Now, that's got to keep you guys busy. All the top-level domains, all the domains that are being purchased every day and squatted and all that stuff. How many domains do you actually crawl on a regular basis to find the bad guys spoofing and trying to rip off identities? And then I'd love to learn what kinds of identities they're ripping off. Is it just banks? Is it only financial institutions? Is it government agencies? Who is it?
Yeah, all of the above. But so we have an engine that we use to scan and crawl the internet. So on a daily basis, we're scanning on the order of 1.5 to 2 million URLs. We're launching headless browsers out in the cloud, and we're looking at all of those pages. We're looking at a few ways by applying AI, computer vision, natural language processing to look and understand what the intent of the page is. So as a human would. So in the kind of old days, if you will, the way you'd find these pages is you'd manually go out there and say you have a business that ends in .com, you mentioned top-level domains, TLDs. So there's over 3,000 different top-level domains, .edu, .info, .net. I'm not going to do all of them, but all the countries as well. So it can be many. So you may launch a business, you may secure your domain, but there's a whole slew of others with your correct domain, but just with a different top-level domain associated with that that you didn't purchase. Those are all ripe for someone to purchase. Stand up a page, have that page look exactly like yours. So a big part of what we've trained our system to do for all of these brands that are our customers is to go out and look at all the different variants, the top level domains. Also, as you'd mentioned, typo squad or misspellings, all those kind of like slightly look alike domains that are just enough to get your eye looking at the wrong page and doing the wrong thing, giving credentials, a credit card or her kind of any kind of thing. So it's a fast moving problem, and it's really hard for humans really to get their arms around. Just to give you an example, today you might have launched your business, secured your domain, you might think everything is fine. Tomorrow there's a whole new set of domains that could be registered. You would need to look at those, see if those have anything that's malicious, nefarious. The next day there's yet another bunch of new domain registrations that you need to keep your eye out for. And yesterday's might have become more weaponized. So what starts as something maybe potentially is a small problem, once you start to dig into it, it gets bigger and bigger. One of our customers is Zoom. So not a financial actually, but as you can imagine, last year around this time, there was a pretty big uptick in people using Zoom for basically everything, education, day-to-day business. What they ran into was a significant amount of fake login pages. Just to give you an idea of the volume, in the first 24 hours of our service, we took down 1,500 sites. So those are 1,500 fake Zoom sites that are looking to take your credentials, get into sessions, or do whatever once they've taken your credentials and move laterally within systems. To find those 1,500, if you didn't have automation and AI, you as a person would literally be keying these things in, looking at a page, making some decision, and then launching a process to take that site down. You would have to do that 1,500 times. We did this across 28 hosting providers in 7 countries. It's just the size and scale of these problems are just crazy, and you need to fight that level of scale with scale, and that's exactly what our system does.
Jeff, this is mind-boggling, and I have a couple questions on this. One is, I assume when you say .ai in your name, you're using some really intelligent OCR or screen scraping or image recognition, pattern recognition technologies that help you automate the discovery very rapidly of a copycat site.
Yeah, I actually breezed through it. So the whole process is that we're able to do this in 3 minutes or less. So what will happen is, so we're doing these, you know, 1.5 to 2 million pages on a daily basis, scanning URLs for that first URL. Let's say we launch a browser, headless browser. So it's a machine that launches a browser, but launches it just like you or I would key it in whatever browser you decide to use. Mm-hmm. We bring up the page, and within less than 100 milliseconds, so faster than it'll take you or I to blink and look at the page, our systems determine whether or not that's a phishing or a scam site. We've done a few things. We've looked at the code, the document object model. We've looked at the actual code that makes up the HTML. We've looked at the natural language processing. So we've looked at it the way a human would read it. So we've looked for words like username, password, sign in, all the things that would, you know, lead us to thinking this is a credential theft site. We apply computer vision. So we look at the fonts, we look at the colors, we look at the logos, we detect logos and on all that. We had more time, we could take you through a demo, but all of that's done within 100 milliseconds. So the combination of the natural language processing, having a strong understanding of the makeup of the page itself, the layout of the page, the fact that there's a logo, the fact that there's, you know, identifiable credential theft, gives us our false positive rate is 1 in 100,000. So a very high degree of accuracy in the verdicts that we render. That's 100 milliseconds. Right after that time, we've gathered all this information for that site, and we've taken that information and we forked it in two different directions. In about 6 seconds, that information is sent to anti-phishing working groups, safe browsing community. So that site, that whatever we found, will be blocked around the world at the browser level within about 6 seconds. The rest of this time.
So anti-phishing working group and others, what about ANA or ICANN? Are you getting to the register, the top level registers, I call it? And companies have a copyright, and there's new anti-squatting rules. So are you also getting to those folks? Is that necessary to permanently take them down?
Exactly. Great question. Yeah. So I said that we forked the information. So one is this fast path to blocking it. So just no one else can at least get to the site. Also, what we've done is we submitted this to hosting providers, right? We'll continue to go up the chain. Hosting providers, registries, we can go all the way up to ICANN if necessary. But we have trusted relationships around the world, including anti-abuse authorities. We even have API relationships with Cloudflare, GoDaddy, Google, Amazon. So what that allows us to do, we gather all that information, and then via API, we can send that information to the hosting provider, and that's what allows us to take that site down in less than 2 minutes. So 95% of the sites that we take down are done without human intervention, which—
That's amazing.
Yeah. Given the way the current state of affairs, because it's a heavily manual process, finding the stuff, and then the process that you described, especially if you want to go all the way through reclaiming a domain, it's a long, long, drawn out process. So we've done a lot to automate that. And our relationships, combined with the accuracy of what we're able to provide to the providers, hosting providers, allows them to take action with certainty.
Jeff, who can't afford you, but who can afford you? Who do you sell to? Is it certain markets? Is it only big companies? And how quickly can you be deployed for them based on their domain name?
Okay, so I would say anyone that has an online presence is a candidate for this, for the platform and for the product. We cater really to two different, say, communities, brand and legal teams. So those that are very much concerned about where is my brand, where are there fakes. Sometimes it's combined with counterfeit and gray market, but there's an online part of that where they want to understand where are the fake presence. They need, because it's typically paralegals or sometimes it's an outsourced capability, they need more visibility around the universe of what they're contending with. The other, I would say, is the security teams. Now, traditionally, security teams really focus on their what's inside, even though today it's so heavily distributed and virtual, it's mostly protecting employees, protecting applications. But there is a component of that, including like account takeover protection or protecting aspects of the supply chain, which are outside of those kind of traditional four walls, where they need to understand where is our online presence, maybe not so much from a brand perspective, but just where are our portals, where we have an extranet capabilities, where we need to understand if there's potentials for fakes or clones or this or that. So it goes into this too. A starting point for many, we have a domain risk report. So free, no obligation, just give us your domain. We will return within about 48 hours, a report which will get a snapshot into all the different lookalike and type of squat variants, which for many we find is pretty eye-opening. From there, we do a couple of things. We provide also a list of domains that are accessible, available for purchase. So one of the games that the hackers will play is looking at what domains are available, and they'll typically find the ones that are a little bit more economical because they run a business like we do. So one thing that we'll recommend is we can apply some AI combined with some budgetary constraints, and we can figure out what are the right ones which you should purchase, and then create some sort of digital fence, and the remainder then we can monitor, and we can discuss like the degree to which we're able to monitor. So 24/7, every single day we'll circle back, scan all of these URLs, any new ones we'll scan those. But it's not the kind of thing that you could say, I'll have my team monitor, the rest is still too much.
3,000 top. I remember when the Tongass Islands and the Cocos Islands had the .2 and the .cc, and that was a big deal. Hey, I can't get the .com or the .net or the .org, so I'll go get the .2 or the .cc. And, you know, that was it. And now we're looking at 3,000. I'm guessing there's probably .help, and someone could say, oh yeah, if you're looking for help and support, I've noticed you had a problem logging in, go to BankofAmerica.help or Nike.help, and people might believe it. And the company should have bought the help domain maybe to protect themselves, but they didn't. And now the bad guys are using that domain.
Yeah, and that's assuming that they're still using the correct domain. But the minute they say tech support at, and they make up their own, and I thought that was a legitimate support site for that product, and it turned out it's not even their one. So that actually is a big, class of scams that we see with these tech support scams, because there's a lot of different ways you could skin, because it's usually support at, it's not usually the same with it's some variant which gives some room to also make some tweaks that a suspecting end user might think, oh, that could be their support site.
Jeff, your free tool sounds great as a proof of value. It sounds great. But again, back to who's buying you. Is this only for the big brands? Can anyone afford you? How is it priced? Is it how many bad guys you have to take down for me, or how much work you have to do to find them all?
Yeah, so we have three tiers. We have a kind of entry level and a professional and then an enterprise. And I think as you move to left to right, it's partly scale or problem you're trying to solve. So in the most entry level would be a monitoring capability. So we would take that report, you could decide if you want, and I'd like to then start monitor, have a domain monitoring, brand monitoring service. That wouldn't include any takedowns. That would be limited to a certain number of brands. So some of the larger companies have multiple sub-brands that they want to protect. They'll have multiple teams. Some cases they want to do takedowns, some cases not. Some cases it's a high volume number of takedowns. So it's really, that continuum. It's the core capabilities of the monitoring, the detection, and then this automated takedown. Again, some people don't want to do the automated takedown. Some people just want to have all the monitoring. So we've priced it, and we've had features that allow people to go left or right based on what they need and based on the size of their business.
That's great. Jeff, is there anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners today?
So in the spirit of free offers, right? So the first I would say is take a look at our community website as well. It's checkfish.ai. So we actually launched that.
Oh, that is a P-H-I-S-H.
P-H-I-S-H.ai, all one word. So that's a community website. You can go there and you can enter URLs. You have a certain amount you can enter as unregistered, or you can register and you can do more, or you can become a paying subscriber and do even more. But what that will allow you to do is take any URL that you might want to just look at, or I think there might be slightly suspicious, you can enter that in real time, we'll scan it, and you can see all the results. It's a little bit of a preview into what our SaaS enterprise platform can do as well. Good to see just from that perspective, but also just in the spirit of safe kind of browsing as well. It's a safe place to go, and you can see what other people are scanning, and we don't share that information or sell that information. It's entirely private, entirely secure. But I think when in doubt, and I think also just to get a sense of what else is going on out there, we did a phishing and scam report last year. We did another one this year. almost doubled. We saw 7 million phishing and scam sites this year, about 4.5 last year. It's just up and to the right again for this year. So the volume is crazy. So we're all seeing it one way or the other. And that's a great place to see where you might be running to, what your kind of peers are. And then I would certainly encourage people to, you know, take advantage of the domain risk report. It's free. When I push you salespeople behind that, but it's extremely eye-opening. And I think it gets a sense for, now I understand just the scope, volume, but the geography, what hosting providers are involved, just what countries do I need to go look at. But that's a great starting point, whether or not you're in a brand and legal side or security, just what's out there that could then potentially be a risk to me, my business, my customers.
Cybercrime is in the trillions. So Jeff Baher, you have pointed out something so important that we really have to protect our brands. And you are the head of product marketing at bolster.ai. And like you said, when in doubt, checkfish.ai, check it out. Great company, great free tools, really enjoy the hot seat. And I can't wait to have you back.
All right, I look forward to it. Thank you, Gary.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.